Okay, welcome back. Hope you had a great day. We are at the middle of the week. In fact, we're the fourth Wednesday of the month. And for all you regulars, you know that's the night we get to spend 3 hours with one of the truly great doctors, physicians, but above that, above and beyond that, one of the great human beings of our time, Dr. Lorraine Day, MD. And she is truly one of the most famous physicians on the planet. And one of the most attacked and maligned, and therefore one of the most heroic. And we're always honored to have her on the program. Hello, Lorraine. How are you?
Hi there. I'm just fine, Jeff. How are you doing?
Good. Just actually sitting back, bemused as usual, as the dogs and children of the New World Order globalist Zionist regime are set to attack mode now. Basically, they're attacking everyone who holds the truth high. And if you are attacked by these goons and get past the laughing stage and understand the larger picture, you'll see that anyone who is doing good is attacked. And as I've said for years, true patriots, true Americans who are trying to get the truth out, right or wrong, do not attack other patriots. It's simple.
Well, see, but this is right out of the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. It's right out of the Talmud that you don't deal with the issues when you attack truth.
The messenger. Always.
You just always attack the messenger. And so when these people do that, they are turning their hand. They show that they are not of a sophisticated culture, that they do not want to deal with issues, that they cannot deal with issues because they know they would get trounced in a fair fight.
Yeah, no
contest.
And
so therefore, they've got to destroy the messenger. It took me a while to get onto that when I was speaking out about the AIDS issue, because when I was on many television programs, they would always have people on the other side who were of the same Talmudic culture, and they would just attack me, and I would try to talk about the issues, and I was quite naive about their political ways at that time. But I soon learned that that is the way they behave. Now,
They mocked you. I used to watch that. They mocked you. They'd shout you down. They'd do anything to confront the issues.
That's correct. And so once you realize what they're up to, you can sit back and kind of be have a smile on your face and let them make fools of themselves. Now, the thing is, what they're trying to do, of course, is to try to stifle all truth. And when they try to do that, then you have to say, sooner or later, some people are going to wake up and say, you know, why can't people just talk about issues? And so the good thing about this, and the good thing about it heating up and getting worse and worse and worse, is that the people who are telling truth will shine brighter and brighter. You see, you can't see stars in the daytime. You can only see them at night when everything is black around them. And as things get blacker and darker in our world, those who tell truth will shine out as brighter beacons. Of course, will also be targets for the people who want to eliminate truth. As I've said before on this program, and as you probably talked about with others, Ernst Zundel, who has been investigating the Holocaust for years and does not agree with the party line on it, you know, has been in tribunals in Canada where truth is declared no defense. And that is coming to America. And that's what the Talmudists want to do in America, is make it so truth is no defense. So, I mean, that's where we're going. And so it will force people to take sides. They will either have to stand with truth or they'll go over to the other side. But when they start going over to the other side, because it seems at first to be easier to do, everybody who's listening must realize that you're going to have to reap what you sow. And if you don't stand for truth, the people who are trying to destroy truth will eventually destroy you anyway, because they'll view you as weak.
Always. Always.
So it's better to make a decision now as to whether you're going to stand for truth or not, because I know many of your listeners are interested in truth. That's why they're here.
Even if people stand for the right of others and themselves to search for the truth, that's the biggest first step you can make.
That's right. But when people have to imprison others, demean them, torture them, because they're telling truth, that just shows the weakness of their side.
Sure does. And here we had a story which I know you followed with great interest, as all who were able to see it and understand what was going on did. The story of George Galloway, the Scottish UK MP, the British MP, who came over here and stood taller and acted more American than anyone I've seen on the on Capitol Hill in years.
Oh, this was a delight. I can tell you, I have not been so amazed, amused, and exhilarated by anybody who's ever been featured in any Senate committee than when I heard Galloway. I mean, he was just absolutely fantastic. He was composed. He knew what he was saying, he knew what he was about, and he never took his eyes off of Norm Coleman and the others who were talking to him. And to be able to speak like that, he had virtually no notes. He almost never looked at them.
Didn't need to. He had the truth in his heart.
Right, that's right. He just made mincemeat out of Coleman and the others, and I thought it was just wonderful.
It was one of the most inspiring speeches I have ever seen.
Right.
Period.
Right. And all he did was tell truth.
All he did. He didn't have speech writers, nothing. He spoke from his heart.
Right.
And that was it. This Norm Coleman, of course, was the Zionist designate replacement for the murdered Senator Paul Wellstone and his wife.
Yes.
And just after he was eviscerated by George Galloway, I apparently went to... if I don't have the sequence out of a line here, he went to Tel Aviv and met with Ariel Sharon, and there was a picture of the two of them glad-handing and smiling and so forth, trying to recover some of his, I guess, lost credibility. He was destroyed.
Oh, I know. He was absolutely destroyed. And I think that he's quite foolish for trying to restore his credibility by going and having his picture taken with Ariel Sharon.
Well, he's a Zionist, too. I mean, where else is he going to run? He's going to run to Mama.
That's right. That's right. The other thing that those who are listening should take some heart in is that, you see, when I said we reap what we sow, that is very true. And you can say, well, there are a lot of people who have died who have not reaped what they've sown. Well, that's correct, but I happen to believe that everyone will be back for the judgment, and when they're come back for the judgment, they will begin to reap what they've sown, because I'm a Bible believer, and the Bible says God will not be mocked. Whatever a man sows, he will reap. Now, when you spend your life being angry, trying to revenge everything that's ever happened to you as a person or as a culture, when your motto is never forget, never forget, that culture will eventually implode on itself and destroy itself, because sickness is caused by a number of things, the 10 steps as I've talked about. But when you're angry or you hold grudges, it destroys you. In order for me to get well from cancer, I had to forgive everyone who had ever wronged me. And so it works in individuals' lives, but it also works in the life of a culture. And if you have a culture that is constantly wanting revenge, that is constantly hating, and I want to speak directly not only to the listeners, but to the people who are monitoring this program. I feel sorry for you, because eventually you will destroy yourself, and you will destroy your own culture.
I can't add anything to that. By the way, I want to thank all of those, our Jewish, growing family of Jewish listeners and supporters who are waking up to the fact that the Zionists were in bed with Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. They've been controlling things. They've been selling their own kind out. They've been selling out. Jews of good heart have been some of the biggest victims of Zionism, period. They're catching on, and that's very enlightening.
Well, you know, a few months ago, I talked about how big people at the top deceive and con the little people at the bottom in every area, such as in medicine. The doctors are totally deceived. And con, maybe we can talk about this after the break, huh?
Indeed we will, and we'll be right back. Dr. Lorraine Day, MD, here, who Website is drday.com, and we will be back in just a few minutes. Remember, your questions for Dr. Day at the top of next hour. Be right back. Okay, right back with Dr. Day. All right, if you want to go ahead, Lorraine, with that point, let's follow along.
Right, doctors are totally deceived and conned, and of course they would never admit it. They don't believe it. That's what's so beautiful about deception.
They are automatons. They are robots. I've been in a few offices, and I tell you, you've been there. Many of you listening have. And you can just sense it. If you're wise to what's going on, you sense them performing absolutely within the strict parameters of what they are told they need to do. That's it.
That's right.
Like a machine.
The Zionist Jews have taken over medicine from the top down.
Oh, they own it.
They own it. And that's all part of their plan. And they particularly have taken over psychiatry because they want to destroy everybody that's outside their group. And they're going to do it with putting them on drugs. And now they're going to implant these antidepressant drugs.
Oh, that's amazing. Excuse me, but doesn't this trace all the way back to Bolshevism, the Zionists back then, and their plans to take over the professions and so forth?
That's correct. This goes way back, and so they're going to take it over, and it's right out of the protocols of the Elders of Zion. They're going to take over all of medicine, all of the treatment, and of course, as I say in the original Greek, the word pharmacy means sorceries and witchcraft, and the pharmacist, the druggist, in the Greek word pharmakon, which is druggist, means poisoner. And so when you go to the drugstore to get your drugs from your druggist, you are taking sorceries and witchcraft from a poisoner. And so this is their plan. So the doctors have been deceived. The doctors have been deceived into giving people vaccinations. The doctors believe that they work and that they are good. I used to believe they worked and they were good. All right? So the doctors have all been deceived, and this comes from a very high level, this deception. Mm-hmm. So the doctors are not at the pinnacle of medicine. The people who control it at the very top are using the doctors to brainwash the public. And now, the same thing has happened, of course, in politics, but the ones who are the most in the dark are the rank-and-file Jews, because they are being lied to by the big Jews, the Illuminati Jews, who are using them as cannon fodder.
Right, and shoulder to shoulder, or perhaps a quarter step behind, are the Christian evangelicals.
Oh, the Christians are totally conned. And even the evangelicals are conned the worst by the Zionist Jews. But I can tell you, Zionist Jews have invaded all of Christianity, all of the denominations, including the mainstreams that are not evangelical. They have invaded them and infiltrated them and taken them over. Just let me say a couple of things about Christianity in general. Now, I happen to be a Christian. I'm a Bible-believing Christian. I am not a member of any denomination because I do not believe in organized religion. I do not believe in churches. I don't believe Christ ever wanted us to have churches where man was in charge and their 501c3 business corporations. To me, Christianity is a relationship with Jesus Christ. It is not an organized religion. But all of those people out there who believe in God, just think about this. God requires you to have unconditional love of Him. This is what Christianity teaches. But he doesn't have unconditional love for you, because if you don't do what he tells you, he's going to burn you. So what about that? And so see how this is, that the Bible has been changed with the translations and what's taught in churches. The translators have changed it all. So Christianity, Christians have been duped. The other thing is, God says love your neighbor unconditionally, but he's not going to love your neighbor unconditionally. If he doesn't do what he wants you to, if you, your neighbor doesn't do it, he's going to torch him too. You see? So you've been conned. God is not like that. And so Christians have been conned, Jews have been conned, doctors have been conned. Everybody has been conned by this cabal that is deceiving everyone.
Yeah, I can't add too much to it. You've summed it up very well. If you want to get an idea of, put your finger on the pulse of it all, just sir, and this is not an overt pitch, but go to Rents.com and read the news there. Just read the news.
Yeah.
Go in with an open mind, even if you're skeptical. Well, I love honest skepticism. Just read the stories.
Sure.
That's all you got to do. I didn't write them. They come from highly reputable reporters, individuals, researchers, news services, news agencies around the world. And if you don't get it, you don't get it. But it's all there for you.
And stop trusting the experts.
Oh.
Don't even trust what I say. Just go home and study it out for yourself and see if you think it's true. But everybody is so brainwashed, and everyone wants to be in a group where they're accepted and they believe what everybody else believes. That's why what's coming on to America in a way is very good, because it will force people to make a decision about where they're going to stand.
That's fish or cut bait or something like that.
Right.
And while you're making your decision, I hope you'll all be able to go back and look at, or at least read, but hopefully look at the words of George Galloway.
Yes.
If that doesn't inspire you as a patriot of not only this country, but a patriot of the human species, I don't know what will.
For those who may be tuning in to Jeff's program for the first time tonight, if you're not familiar with George Galloway, he was being accused of all sorts of misdeeds by a Senate committee, and he was almost tried in absentia and found guilty without being able to defend himself.
Oil for food scandal.
Yeah, and when he did talk to him, he just made hamburger out of Norm Coleman,
and we
a senator.
And we don't like meat around here, so you get the analogy, folks. All right. Hold on. Back with Dr. Lorraine Day. We're going to talk about the latest research in GM food. We can use that term now because it's everywhere, not just vegetables and fruit. It's everywhere. All right. In just a minute, as we continue. Glad you're along. With Dr. Lorraine Day, MD. Top of the hour, we'll take your calls, issues of health, and comment about any of these issues as well. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Okay, before we get to that, I've got an email question from someone in Australia. Let me see if I can pull it up here real quick. Hold on a second. There it is. Okay, this is an old question. It's been asked many times. Could Dr. Day please address the question of whether the protocols of the Elders of Zion are forgeries or not?
Yes, you know, they have been said to be forgeries by
the Tsar's secret police, right?
They have said to be forgeries. However, all you have to do to tell whether they are true or not is when you learn enough about what's happening in the world today and who's doing what and why, you will see that the protocols of the Elders of Zion are true. And they were put forth by Zionist Jews because they are following that roadmap explicitly. Okay?
You know, let me suggest this. Excuse me, but for any of you who ask a question like that, and it is a very good question, please read them first and
right.
then ask the question.
Yes.
Read them. I mean, actually read them. And then ask yourself, geez, if these things are a hoax, how could they be so accurate? How could they be a perfect blueprint for what's going on all around us?
Well,
what a coincidence.
Right. Not only that, if you want a smaller version of them, you can go to the January 10, 1963 Congressional Record. And that has 45 things that the communists planned to do, and this was way back in the 50s, and they're written into our congressional record to warn Americans. They were written in 1963. Nobody paid any attention. This came from the communists. Now, communism is Zionist Judaism. It is Zionism in just with a different name. That's what communism is. The whole Bolshevik Revolution was Zionist Jew in origin.
And financed by Wall Street.
Financed by the Jewish Wall Street bankers. Lenin was a Jew. Stalin was married to a Jew. Karl Marx was a Jew. Trotsky was a Jew. And 80% of the ones that in the highest administration of Lenin. Lenin's name was what was his name? I think it was something like Rothstein or something like
remember.
That. And Khrushchev's name was Nikolai Perelman, you see. And so they changed their names to sound Russian. But the communism is Zionism in just another coat. And so...
And with the dissolution of the Soviet Empire, don't for a moment think communism went away.
Oh, no, no. It's alive and well and runs our government. All the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto are all in working order in our government. There's only one that hasn't been totally taken over yet, and that is the one for abolition of private property. But they're working on it. That's what the environmental movement is all about.
By the way,
take your property away.
Yeah, if you think you own your own home, start thinking about property taxes.
Right.
You don't pay your taxes, you don't own your own home anymore. You don't own your property, it's gone.
Right.
Clear and free title to property is called a loital title. A loital property title. I think, isn't that it? A loital? Anyway, I'm not up on it legally,
yeah.
But there is, you have to go through many, many different gyrations and exercises to get to actually own your property outright. There are so many liens and quasi-liens against your property for failure to perform from the county, the state, the federal government, and so forth, that you
don't even own your own car.
No.
You don't own your own car. You think you own it, but if you see the papers that are associated with your registration and all that, the state owns your car. You don't own it.
And it's all getting worse and worse and worse. They're ratcheting this thing up so fast now, and it's either going to explode or there'll be virtually
total submission. Well, see, this is the great controversy between good and evil. The Ten Commandments are truly the law of liberty, because if no one steals, if no one lies, if no one cheats, if no one kills, then everybody is free. You see, it's the law of liberty, where the communists and the Zionist Jews, their idea of freedom is that you can do anything you want to anybody. Well, then they're the only ones who are free. Everybody else becomes enslaved, and that's their plan.
Mm-hmm. Yep, as they say on the streets, that's the way it is.
Right.
Rats' internal organs and their blood altered by GM corn, grains, fruits, vegetables, genetic modification, genetic altering, has spread now literally around the world, and we're just beginning to get a handle on some of the negative ramifications of consuming these GM-altered, otherwise natural and wholesome products.
Well, you know, that's why I named my video. The video that gives the exact plan that I used to get well is entitled, You Can't Improve on God.
Right.
When man starts messing with Mother Nature and says, we can make it better, You know, that's why supplements just cannot ever be better than food. People are always saying, oh, well, you know, you've got to take supplements. God made it right in the food, and that's the way we're supposed to eat it. When we take it apart and concentrate it up, we make those vitamins and minerals into drugs because the body doesn't know what to do with them.
You know, when supplements work, and they do work, they work with people who are so nutritionally deficient.
Right.
Their body is screaming for nutrition, minerals, vitamins, phytoenzymes, whatever.
Right.
And you take these supplements and you feel better. Well, of course you're going to feel better. You eat junk food all the time.
Right.
And what do you expect? Your body is nutritionally dying.
But that is only a tiny first step.
It's a Band-Aid.
Then you've got to change to the real stuff, which is food.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's a Band-Aid.
So when man starts fooling around with anything, that's why drugs, you know, I think it was on your website, there's some article written by some doctor or something, scientist, who says in the year 2050, you know, we'll live forever or never die or whatever. I can tell you that if the world lasts that long to 2050, people, I think, will be past the point of being able to reproduce, because now the sperm count in men in America
is going
so low, and that is their plan. That's part of the plan of fluoride, part of the plan of the junk diet that everybody is eating, part of the plan of medication is all to eliminate the increase of the population.
Well, they're marginalizing the male.
Right.
Part of this human species.
Right.
Now, that's a feminist goal, of course.
Yeah.
And it's working. American males really, in many cases...
Which is also Talmudic. It comes right out of Betty Friedan and all of the Zionist Jews as well.
American men don't know who they are, don't know what their roles are anymore.
No.
Women are being taught to be competitors, to be fierce, to take no prisoners, to be actually men.
Right.
So men have been usurped by women. And
that's right.
It's a real mess, and I just hope that our audience out there, Lorraine, is wise enough to take the information and make the best decision. And in most cases, from my emails, I know they are, and that's very encouraging. We'll be right back with more with Dr. Lorraine Day, M.D. Okay, welcome back. Jeff Rentz with Dr. Lorraine Day, who is here once a month, and this is the night. Your calls at the top of the hour, 800-259-9231. Oh, I do get occasional emails asking about the picture of me on my homepage, about my hair, asking why I wear a wig. I got news for you. Every hair in that picture is mine. Did not come from Walmart. It's mine. This happens to be me. Had a little fun with it for the picture, but, you know, it's what hair is for, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that. No, anyway. All right. So we have more stories at rents.com. Please go through and read them. The featured stories at the top are always worth your time. They're very special. And, well, not all of them, but most of them.
You know, Jeff, I have a. I'd like to discuss something that happened just recently about, and it's a segue into the health. It's a political health situation. Unless you have something else you want to talk about.
No, I've got another story up there. Just 10 lies about health your doctor taught you.
Right.
And which we can go through maybe quickly after you go.
Okay. There's a recent story about a high school in Appleton, Wisconsin, that some may have heard about, where. Back in 1996, they had, at this particular high school, they sent all the truants, the disruptive and problem kids, and others that were rude and obnoxious and ill-mannered, and they just put them all in one high school, which, of course, was bedlam and a revolving door between juvenile detention and the school.
Right.
Well, a couple of teachers got together with a woman who is a nutritionist. And they decided they would try and experiment. And what they did was, the only thing they did was they changed the nutrition of these students. And they took out the soda machines, they took out the regular school food, and they started feeding them nutritiously. And within a short time, all of the grades were up, truancy was no longer a problem, arguments between the students were rare, and the teachers were able to spend their time teaching.
Yeah, it's true. I covered that story. It's amazing and
right.
So simple. The anger, the hostility, the contentiousness
right.
between the students was allayed by the new diet. It just
That's correct.
It dissolved it. It was almost like, gee, why
right.
be angry?
So this works in high schools. Now, I have spoken in the past about a prison up in Adelanto, California, which is just about an hour and a half north of Los Angeles, just north and east of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine, actually, people may not know that most of the prisons in America are privately owned now.
Yeah.
And most of them are owned by a corporation called Wackenhut. Wackenhut is a very evil corporation of former CIA guys who use the prisons for whatever they want, free labor to be, I guess I have to be careful about what I say they do, but they're very often very unkind to the prisoners in ways that are not unfamiliar to Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo Bay. So anyway, this friend of mine, who is a Christian, started this prison, and he wanted to have it all vegetarian. And the state warden system would not allow him to do that. So he said, well, how about we have half of it vegetarian and study the Bible, and the other half will be just like all the other prisons. And so the prison system in California said, okay, but you'll never, people would have to choose the vegetarian side. And he said, you'll never get a prisoner to go on that side. And I know I've talked about this before, but there's a new punchline to this whole story. So
So
anyway, it wasn't long until the vegetarian side was full, and there was a waiting list from the non-vegetarian side and from every other prison in California, because these men's lives were being changed so much by the vegetarian diet. And I spoke up at that prison a couple of times, and I spoke to the prisoners myself, and they said this is the first time they've ever been in a prison where they didn't have to sleep with one eye open wondering who was going to knife them. And the prison guards addressed the prisoners as Mr. So-and-so, and there was respect on both sides. The prisoners were allowed to study their Bible on a regular basis. The return rate was so low, it was amazing, lower than anybody had ever had in any program to rehabilitate prisoners.
I think the recidivist rate is normally, I think, 75-80%.
Yeah, and this was about 5%.
Well,
okay?
There you go. When you stop
right.
poisoning the human body
That's
with
right.
toxins, look what happened.
That's right. Now, the state did not want this as an example. And so the owner of the prison, he told me what the state was doing. They were the ones who were on the vegetarian side and were being changed so dramatically, they started giving them early releases because they didn't want them to be changed. All right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They started giving them early releases to undermine the program. All right? So that's what they were doing. And now, I haven't talked to my friend since I read this. They have brought fraudulent charges against him, and they've taken away the prison. And here's the fraud. Just get this. When he had to obey all the prison regulations of California, and one of them was that he had to have a telephone system so the inmates could make collect calls out, and they could receive calls in. So he did. He set it up. But he got a phone company that would give a certain percentage to him so he could have other programs to help the prisoners. All right?
Sure.
And there was nothing illegal about this. The state admits that this was not illegal. But because he took it and used it for other, nobody's accusing him of taking it, putting it in his pocket. But he used it for other programs to help the prisoners and help them find jobs and all when they got out. Because he used that money and didn't give it to the state, and there's nothing in the contract that said he had to, they're accusing him of fraud.
Well, there you go.
And so there, see, because Wackenhut, he had told me that Wackenhut was trying to buy his prison. And he didn't want to sell it to them.
Hope he writes a book.
If you go up on Wackenhut's website, they'll say they used to be in the buying prisons, but they're not anymore. Well, that's a blatant lie. Because they've been trying to buy my friend's prison for the last several years. And they said they quit, they were not in the prison business for the last, what, 8, 9, 10 years. And that's a lie.
Well, everybody lies.
Yeah.
A lie is the most structural component of our contemporary society.
But it should impress the people that these prisoners were had their lives dramatically changed by a change in diet, just as these high school students had their lives dramatically changed. And so if you're having problems out there, if you're having problems with anger, when you're drinking, you know, 3 or 4 cups of Starbucks or even 1 cup of Starbucks a day, and you're eating candy, and you're eating sweets, and you're eating MSG and NutraSweet, and you're taking thyroid and all of these things, it's just going to hype you up, and you're going to be aggressive and agitated and irritable and angry.
When you eat meat from an animal that has been killed in total abject fear and horror,
right,
and the animals know, what's dumped in their bloodstream?
Right. Adrenaline and cortisone, and you're going to eat it. It's not destroyed by cooking.
And you get high. You
not only that, there is an acid in meat called arachidonic acid that suppresses your temporal lobes, which are the lobes of your brain in the front, right behind your forehead, where you make your judgment.
How nice.
Yeah.
You get high it's all amazing.
Right.
The adrenal glands, everything dumps into the system.
Right.
You
the
eat
fight
it,
or flight hormones that are dumped into the animal and you get them. That's why some people, when they first quit eating meat, they feel like they don't have enough energy and they have a letdown. That's because you've been hyped up for all your life. And eventually that will sort itself out and you'll have plenty of energy. But at first you might feel fatigued.
I've had people tell me that. You have. Oh, geez, I got it. I just, after I have a steak, I feel so much better. I've got all this. Of course you do.
Right. Right. Right.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So now they've taken his prison away. And so if you think that the state of California or any state wants to rehabilitate prisoners, they did everything they could to undermine his wonderful plan.
That's
of
a tragic
these prisoners
story.
Rehabilitated.
Another tragedy, not only for your friend, of course, but for the hundreds and hundreds of people that it could have been helped, truly helped, or at least not harmed or retrained.
Well, they were
in
helped. They were helped dramatically. Uh-huh. I have many, many videos of these men testifying to the way their lives are changed, and their wives testifying, and their children, their husbands and fathers were changed men.
5% recidivist rate tells the whole story.
Right.
But there's no money in rehabilitating people, is there?
Well, they don't. They want everybody. They want violence in America. Right. Again, we're talking about Zionist Talmudism, and they want chaos and violence. They want. You see, you know, when you go through the line at the airport, you've got your brothers and sisters in humanity sorting through your stuff. And reporting on you to whom? At the top are the Zionist Jews. What happened during World War II? They got Americans, most of them Christians, going over and killing German Christians. While the Zionist Jews were the ones who were pulling the strings and making money out of it. That's what they're doing in Iraq. They're getting the Iraqis to kill each other. And they're getting Americans to kill Iraqis, where the Zionist Jews stand on the sidelines. You don't see any of them over there except special forces.
And there are a lot of special forces mixed in with our troops, directing them and all that.
Right, and teaching them how to torture.
Right. Back with Dr. Day in a minute. We're going to go through 10 lies about health your doctor taught you. Some of these will be probably familiar to a lot of you. Some won't be. We're going to zip through this list and we'll take your calls as well. 800-259-9231. toll free. Give us a ring. Back in a few minutes.